He'd come over from Italy, but fortunately, although his father was Italian, his mother was Irish. She was, in fact, Annie Jameson of the distillers. And they got quite a number of relatives in London, one of whom was an engineer. He, in turn, knew an electrical engineer. The electrical engineer, a man called Campbell Swinton, knew the engineer-in-chief of the post office.
Very much the old boy network.
I'm afraid it was, yes. And he wrote a letter, which I think I'd better read you, on March the 30th, 1896. Dear Mr. Preece, I am taking the liberty of sending to you, with this note, a young Italian of the name of Marconi, who has come over to this country with the idea of getting taken up a new system of telegraphy without wires at which he has been working. It appears to be based upon the use of Hertzian waves and Oliver Lodge's coherer, but from what he tells me, he appears to have got considerably beyond what I believe other people have done in this line. It has occurred to me that you might possibly be kind enough to see him and hear what he has to say, and I also think that what he has done will very likely be of interest to you. Hoping that I am not troubling you too much, believe me, yours very truly, A.A. Campbell Swinton.
I placed a single earphone into my ear and started listening. The receiver on the table before me was very crude. A few coils and condensers and a coherer. No valves, no amplifiers, not even a crystal.